page 142. 4.1. A summary of a text. A summary. We write a short text called a summary to present the main ideas of a longer text. It presents the author's ideas accurately, but it does not contain details, personal feelings or opinions. A good summary answers WH questions: what, where, when, etc. To write a good summary, we should follow these steps. Read the text carefully to get the gist. Read again and underline or note down the main points. Write sentences in your own words using the main points. Do not use the words from the text. Write a topic sentence that expresses the main idea of the text. Write your summary using your sentences. Make sure you don't repeat the same information. Link your sentences with appropriate linkers. Go through your summary and check that you have mentioned all the main points. Rubric analysis. 1. Read the task and answer the questions in your notebook. You have read the article in X. 2. Now write a short summary of it. In your summary, mention name, location, things to do, see, nightlife. 1. What are you going to write? 2. What is your text going to be about? Model analysis. 2. Read the article. What is it about? Perfect Paris. The capital city of France, in the north of the country, is the perfect place for a trip of a lifetime. The sights. Paris has two of the most popular tourist attractions in the world, the famous Eiffel Tower and the Louvre. This museum has the most famous painting in the world, the Mona Lisa. Go early in the day because the queue can get very long. The shops. You can find some good bargains at the department stores or out-of-town shopping malls. There are also trendy shops in the Triangle d'Or. The clothes there are stylish but very expensive. After dark. Paris comes alive when the sun goes down. Take a trip down the Seine in a boat and see why people call Paris the City of Lights. Try delicious food in top-class restaurants or traditional bistros. End the night with a guided walk around Montmartre, the heart of this great city. 3. The main points in the article are underlined. Look at them, then read the two summaries. Mark the sentences 1-5, A or B in your notebook. Which summary is the most appropriate? Paris is my favorite city and I often go there on holiday. Join the queue to see the Mona Lisa at the Louvre or visit the gift shop there to buy souvenirs for your friends. Don't miss Triangle d'Or. The clothes there are stylish but very expensive. The restaurants are top class. Paris, in northern France, is a great place for a trip. The city has a lot of cheap shops and some more expensive ones at Triangle d'Or, so every shopper is happy. At night, there are lots of things to do. Tourists can go on a river cruise, eat out or walk around the city. 1. It contains the article's main ideas. 2. The writer uses his, her own words. 3. It contains extra information. 4. It answers WH questions. Where is it? What can you see, do,